Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I would like to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. I don't even know what day it is, guys. I tell you, it's been a beautiful day, a busy, busy weekend, but I give God all the glory. Tonight's topic, the Holy Spirit gave it to me, and it is so funny because so many people don't think about doing this. And it's, when was the last time you did a self-evaluation, a self-checkup, like a mid-year, just be honest with yourself type thing? But we're going to talk about that shortly. But I want to thank our sponsors, On Fire to Inspire, for sowing into us. Thank you for your gifts, your talents, your abilities that you sow into us each and every month. We have Infographics, who is your one-stop shop to all of your business graphic needs, or professional or personal needs for graphics. That's business cards, logos, flyers, newsletters, invitations, banners, photography, and much more. That is APHOGRAF as in Frank, X as in X-ray. And they do have a Facebook business page. You can check them out for any of your graphic needs. We have the book Wounded But Not Broken Part 1, coming soon by Ms. Jasmine Carter. So make sure you guys stay on the lookout for that. That is Jazmyn Carter. And the title of that book is Wounded But Not Broken Part 1, Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design is bringing your ideas into reality with custom-made products from pens to mugs, pencils, cups, T-shirts, and so much more. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, who's your one-stop shop for all of your hair care needs and beauty needs. That is everything from relaxers to natural hair, braids, quick weaves, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. We thank Inspired Jewels for You, and that's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, you.com, and that's the $5 paparazzi jewelry. That's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, you.com. And finally, Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us and supporting us on Fire to Inspire. We have three events to announce today. We have Wives and Widows Adjusting Your Crowns tour. That's going to be held in Newman, Georgia, on next Saturday. That's August the 4th. It's going to be in Newman, Georgia. From 9 to 1 p.m., the tickets are $20. But, ladies, you want to go on out and get your tickets. If you're in driving distance from Nona, you want to go on out and get. I am going to be the MC for that event. I'm so excited. The address is 100 Mount Calvary Road in Nona, Georgia. That's 30265. That is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. next Saturday, August 1st. So come on out and support my sister, Nalorence Davis, as she loves on the sisters of all ages. Whether you're single, you're married, you're welcome to come again. Tickets are $20. There will be giveaways. There will be everybody. There will be a crowning ceremony. It's going to be beautiful. So come on out to the Noonan brunch, Adjusting Your Crowns brunch, and that is next Saturday. We have the Jasmine House Foundation's annual jazz soiree coming up. The silent auction will be coming up on September 21st, but they have tickets available right now. Early bird specials will be $35, so get your tickets. Go out to Eventbrite. You can purchase your tickets out there for $35 until the end of this month. So, guys, you have 7 more days. You got a week from today, and that ticket is going up as of August 1st. To $50. So get your tickets at $35, say those $15, but you're still supporting a great cause. And I will read the information on it. It says, please join us for our annual silent auction fundraiser. Proceeds will benefit the Jasmine House Foundation's current goals of launching the Jasmine House After School Program and Resource Center. We hope to see you there. And again, that is September 21st, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Go ahead and mark your calendars. That's going to be at the Zuccott Gallery, Art Gallery, and that's located at 100 Century Olympic. Olympic Parkway, and that is in Atlanta, Georgia. And the tickets, again, early bird special, $35 until the 31st of this month. As of August 1st and on, the tickets are going up to $50. We have also another event that's coming up. I'll bring that one up. That one just hit my thing earlier, so I will tell y'all about that shortly. But that's a nice topic, I tell you. The Lord is so, he has such a sense of humor, because when he gave me the topic, I was like, what, Lord? Now, keep in mind, he gave me a topic. I didn't write it down. So then I said, okay, Lord, what is the topic that you're choosing in this hour? What is the word for now? And he said, it's time for them to do a self-checkup and self-evaluation. I said, oh, okay, Lord. So here we are toward the end of the year. And not the end of the year, in the first half of the year. And so many people have set these goals and you made all these plans. But what is it that we're doing to actually reach those plans? So I'm going to ask y'all a whole lot of questions. You can write them down. Some of them, I'm going to open up the lines in a little bit, and you can actually answer some of the questions for me, you know, being, you know, sharing with us how you're working towards your goals, so it can help someone else who may not be there, may have fallen off, or, you know, you may be able to give them that push that they need. So I'm going to ask you all a series of questions. So if you want to get a pen and paper out, or you want to put it on your phone, go ahead and do that. As you're getting ready, I want to thank Ms. Renata Brown for the opportunity. I will be one of the people for her first issue of EM Power, and it stands for Entrepreneurs and Motivation. I said EM Power, sorry, EM Spire, and it stands for Entrepreneurs and Motivators Spire. So she actually has a magazine coming out August 15th, and it's celebrating women entrepreneurs and motivators. So I'm so excited about being a part of her first issue. I give God praise for that. So thank you again, Renata Brown, for that opportunity. When she contacted me, I was like, wow, I give God praise for everything that we do. You know, it's about him and giving him glory. So, guys, I've given you guys enough time to get your pencil, paper, and if you don't want pencil and paper, go ahead and type it in. And so the topic tonight is self-evaluation status check. So we're going to be doing a self-checkup. So I want you to be real with yourself. Be honest with yourself. So we're going to talk about some things. And, again, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. And you can write them down. You can whatever you want to do. And then I'm going to open the lines for discussion at the end. So here are a couple of questions. Here we go. Are you on course to fulfill the goals that you've set for yourself for 2018? Are you on course? And are you on course for short-term goals, long-term goals, your lifetime goals? Are you on course to fulfill the goals that you've set for yourself? Next question. Are you living out your purpose? Are you living out your purpose? One of the questions I need to ask you is, did you know what your purpose is? Because I remember when we were getting laid off several years ago in IT, and there were 200 of us getting laid off, and I was asking people that were way older than me what they wanted to be when they grew up. I just happened to ask that question, and many said, I don't know. And I said, God, I don't want to be 50 years old not knowing what my purpose is in life. I don't want to be 40 years old not knowing what you've called me to do. So the first questions, again, are you on course to fulfill the goals that you set for yourself this year, short-term goals, long-term goals, even your lifetime goals? Are you on course to fulfill these goals? Are you living out your purpose? Do you know what your purpose is? And regardless of your age, whether you didn't know when you were in your 20s, 30s, 40s, okay, you're in your 50s, 60s, now guess what? It's not too late. The thing is, it's time for us to awaken. It's time for us to stop existing and start living. So, next question. Are you doing small things to reach the goals, or are you doing small things towards living out your purpose? So what are you doing daily? What are you doing weekly? What are you doing monthly? Are you doing anything to reach these goals? Have you just kind of like given up? Are you out of steam? What are you doing to reach these goals? Now, here's a question that I jotted down a moment ago, and it was, what truly brings you joy? And this question kind of goes in tune with, do you know what your purpose is? Because whatever it is that fulfills your purpose, it truly brings you joy. There, and when I tell y'all, I could have had a day, and I get ready to get on this line, and I'm speaking forth and speaking life, I'm telling you, it's like I get a supernatural strength rejuvenated. It's just supernatural, and it's like the Lord just, it's almost, I'm going to give y'all a visual. It's almost like when you watch, if you're, you know, depending upon your age, if you remember the cartoon Popeye, it's like Popeye would eat that spinach, and he would get all his strength. That's what it is when I actually come on this show, or when I go and do speaking engagements, or when I'm hosting, or when I'm doing book signings. That brings me true joy. What is it that brings you true? Next question. Do you really, okay, so I asked you, do you really know what your purpose is? Now, what is it that you love to do as a child? As a child, you know, we used to dream with kids. What is it that you love to do when you were a child? I know one lady told me, she said, my child has loved animals all her life. And she said, well, Mom, let me help this little hurting animal. And she wanted to put a Band-Aid on this child and da-da-da-da. What is it that you used to love to do as a child? And did you lose the love for it? Did you grow out of it? What is it that you used to love to do as a child? Because sometimes it starts even back then, but you didn't even realize it. Next, do you know your why? What is your why? Do you know what your why is? What is your why? What's your why? Now, what you're currently doing, why are you doing that? Why are you doing what you're currently doing? Is it fulfilling the purpose that you were put on this earth to do? And if it's not fulfilling the purpose, why, again, are you doing what you're currently doing? Why are you doing what you're currently doing? Is it fulfilling a purpose in the earth to do what you're doing? Next question. When did you stop dreaming? When did you stop dreaming? You know, as children, we dreamed, and as we got older, we dreamed. As, you know, in high school, we dreamed, in college, we dreamed. But life happened, and many of us stopped dreaming. I'm going to be honest with you all, and I'm going to be honest with myself, I stopped dreaming. And so many things seemed far-fetched for me. When did you stop dreaming? Question, what was your lifelong dream to do? What is it that you just, all your life, I wanted to do this. I wanted to be this. I wanted to attain this goal. What was your lifelong dream? Now, the second part of that question is, why did you stop thinking? Why did you start thinking that it was out of your reach? Why did you think these things were unreachable to you? Who told you that? And why did you believe it? Okay? I'm asking a lot of thought-provoking questions this evening. And if you're listening on the Internet, and you want to participate in discussion when I open up the line, you got to dial in to 929-477-2178. But I'm going to keep on with the questions, and then we're going to open the lines and we'll have some discussion. All right, so next question. What is it that you do for free that truly brings you joy? Now, when I would go into schools and I would be talking to youth and mentoring, I asked the question, what is it that you do for free? But if you could make an honest living off of it, you'd do it. What is it that you do for free? And then I tell them, if you could make an honest living off of it and you know you do it for free, then you'll never feel like you worked a day in your life. So I ask you again, what is it that you do for free and you could make a living off of it? Now, does that bring you joy? Does that free thing bring you so much joy that you're like, woo, like I told y'all, me eating that spinach, doing this and talking to you guys? Next, does your why or what you love to do, does it solve a problem? Does it solve someone else's problem? Because if it solves a problem, you're definitely going to be able to make a living off of it. Does it solve a problem? People are hungry all the time. Do you cook? Do you cater? Do you bake? Are you a doctor? What is it? I don't care how old you are. You can still reach those dreams. You can still reach those goals. Now, I'm going to put some words into your word bank right now, into your spirit. And it's time for you to believe again. Your word right now is believe. The next thing I want to put into your spirit is hope. There is hope for everything that God has called you to. Now it's time to raise the bar. It's time to rise up, and it's time to get your strength back. Life may have knocked the breath out of you, but I tell you, God is a God to give you everything, and just like he did it before, he will do it again. That is not a thing, just a thing. He will give you your strength. In fact, if you understand that he lives and dwells in you, it's already on the inside of you. All you got to do is look inward. Now, understand your worth. Stop sitting idly by and just taking things or just life, letting life happen. No, you take the reins. You take your control and understand your worth, and let's move forth in the things that he's calling you to do in this hour. So I need you to believe. It's time to raise the bar. It's time to rise up. It's time to believe again. It's time to understand your worth. It's time to know that there is hope. There are wonderful things in you that God wants to bring out of you, because there's someone waiting on you. So it's time to make it happen. It's time to be an inspiration to the kids that are watching you, whether they're your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews. There's somebody watching you, and they're looking up to you, and you never knew it. I remember one time my little cousin told me, you know what, I always looked up to you, and I knew that I can do some things because you got out of our little hometown of Gaffney, and you did some things beyond just living here. I'm not knocking living in a small hometown. I'm not. But this is what my little cousin said to me, and I was like, wow, you never know who's watching you, because I never knew that. She told me that as a college student, and I was like, wow. And I think she was working on her master's when she said that, or either almost finishing up her undergrad. But I tell you, it's time for you to do what you're called to do. So we're going to open up the lines. I asked y'all a lot of thought-provoking questions this evening. So I want to open up the lines, and we're going to have a discussion. So if you have any questions, comments, or if you just want to kind of say, hey, share with some of these things that I did share, have, you know, made you think about or whatever, I want you to press that 1. If you're listening in by phone, press 1. Let's have a discussion. If you're listening by internet, guys, I need you to dial in. So go ahead and make that dial that number. It's 929-477-2178. That is 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We're going to go live. If you want to, you can say your name, but you don't have to say your name. But it's time for us to be real with ourselves. It's time for us to do a self-evaluation and a self-checkup, so we can move forth in the thing that God is calling us to. We have our first caller. Like I said, you can join. You can say your name, or you don't have to. Welcome to All Pride Inspire. You're live with Aaliyah. It's All Pride Inspire. Welcome. Hello. Caller ending in 0939. You press 1. You're live with me. You have a question or comment? Hello. You are live. All right. So maybe the person didn't mean to press 1. All right. So here we go. Next caller. You are live on Friday. Inspire. Welcome.
Hi, hello, hello, hello. I just wanted to say what a great, great show it is, because sometimes we don't sit back and we just movers and shakers and doers, but sometimes we need to sit back and say, what is my purpose in this world? What does God have me on this earth to do? And am I producing like I'm supposed to? So the show is really, really good. My name is Sabrina, and I got a chance just to kind of analyze some of the things that you said and the questions that you brought tonight, and it gave me some things to think about. Am I doing enough? Am I living at my purpose? Am I doing what God wants me to do? Am I the person that God wants me to become? And so I just want to say what a great, great show that it is, and thank you for bringing those questions out, because it does make you analyze yourself.
Yes, I thank you so much for sharing, because when I tell you this was a God topic, I asked God what to bring, and when I tell you he gave this to me and the questions within the last hour, so he never does put me on the spot to that very, very end like that, but he said, I need you to be sensitive enough to hear me and sensitive enough to be still. So I tell people all the time, On Fire to Inspire is his platform. I'm just a mouthpiece. So thank you so much for sharing tonight, and we truly appreciate you for listening in and sharing tonight.
Thank you.
We have another caller. Thank you guys for sharing with us. We appreciate that, Sabrina. Welcome on Friday in, sir. Do you have a question or comment?
Hello.
Hello, you're live. Did you have a question or comment? You're live on Friday Inspire.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. This is LaTanya. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you, LaTanya?
All is well. Thank you for asking. Truly, tonight I'm excited about these questions. I've had going on in my head for a long time, but I'd like to elaborate on one of them, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure, please.
Okay. The one that stood out to me is, are you operating? I'm just paraphrasing what you said. Are you operating in your gift and in your talent? And I should say, yes, I've had to make a conscious effort, though, because what I'm finding that life has so many twists and turns, and, you know, you have to be intentional about what you do. Because I can remember a time that I had went through some things. I was in, like, two accidents back to back. And it was just at the moment in the break of things that God was doing and had allowed me to do, God and my purpose and my gift. And when that happened, it felt like a setback at first. And it came an awesome blow. And you know, the Holy Spirit began to encourage me and say, listen, you begin to give me what you have. You can do exactly what you need to do with the resources you may have. That year, it allowed me the year before to new items. And he told me to reach out to others that you think that you could be a blessing to. And I tell you, that thing just really did me some good. It really set me back on course, and it allowed me to, no matter where you are positioned in your life. So I just thank you for this moment in time for sharing.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining and sharing as well. Your phone was kind of going in and out, but all the pertinent information we was able to get, and we praise God for you. And like you said, you know, sometimes we experience some things, and it's like a wake-up call for us. You know, it's like, wait a minute, I was existing. I was not doing what he's called me to. Let me shake myself. Let me say, okay, God, all right, I hear you. I'm awake now. What is it that you're calling me to do in this hour? So thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
You too. God, I tell you, God is so faithful. Like I told you, God gave me this topic like an hour ago. It ain't even been an hour yet. And I was like, okay, Lord, what is it that you have to say for the people? So he gave me these questions. He gave me the topic. So we have another caller. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Do you have a question or comment or whatever we have about the topic tonight, self-evaluation and status checkup on ourselves? Welcome.
Hello. Good evening, Aaliyah.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, wonderful. I am just totally excited about this topic. When I saw that you were going to be talking about this today, I was like, oh, my gosh. I said, I need to be on there, as well as everybody who I should have been talking to this evening needs to be on here, because that's exactly where I was today. I mean, really, I was within the last few hours, you know, I was doing some things, I was moving around, but I was really asking myself some questions. Oh, and evaluating myself, what I should be doing, what I need to put more intentionality to, you know, what I need to put more passion to, more fervor to, and really evaluating where I am. And so this was just really just wonderful to me. And another thing that caught me was when you were talking about the dreaming. And so often, we stop dreaming. And who told us to stop dreaming? Who told us that we couldn't achieve our dreams? You know, and I was thinking, you know, it took me right back even to Genesis, because it was like, who told you you were naked? That's what God said to Adam and Eve. And what that said to me is, who changed your perception? Because you had, I mean, because your dream, that what God has placed in your heart, that's pure. You get what I'm saying? And you're excited about it. You're passionate about it. But then you have people, you may have naysayers, or you may have, like I heard, I think you said, life happens, you know, and then you feel like, oh, you know what? I messed up in school. You know what I'm saying? I might have hooked up with the wrong people, and you get a little bit diverted. But when I tell you, but it does that's life. But he never said that you could not achieve that dream. Whether it takes, I mean, I've seen so many times where you have people who stopped going to school or never went to school but finished school well into, you know, their golden years. And I'm not saying that you have to wait that long. Like, for example, even myself, I always had a desire to go to grad school. I always had a desire to go to grad school. I went to undergrad. I thought, okay, I need to go to grad school. But then life happened, and I made some decisions that diverted me from going to grad school. But that desire never left me, and I believe that that was a God-given desire. That wasn't just something that Wilkinda wanted. It was something that God desired for me. And so what happened was, yes, years did go by. Yes, but I ended up going to grad school. And when I went to grad school, the desire of my heart was that grad school was paid for. I went to grad school was paid for. Not only was grad school paid for, they also paid me, meaning that they gave me money on top of the tuition that they had already given me. And like I said, and that was a dream of mine that never left me. Yes, it took me a little bit. It took me a few years to get back to it. I did it differently this time. Before, it was just me. The second time around, the second time when he gave me this opportunity, and I know I heard our apostles talking about, you know, about him giving us another opportunity. And so he gave me another opportunity. Now, it looked different than the first time. The first time I was single, I didn't have any kids. The second time, I was divorced, and I had two young children. But God made it possible that I was able to get my degree. And not only did I just get a degree, I graduated with honors. And it was paid for. You get what I'm saying? And so, but I could have let, and maybe I did for a little while, but I could have let my situation say, oh, forget that dream. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Or I could have let what society says about a single mom, oh, forget that dream. You know, but no, he wouldn't let me because that was the desire of my heart. And so I bless God for it. And so I'm so excited. This topic is so hitting my heart. It's speaking to my heart. It's not just speaking to my head. It's speaking to my heart. And I appreciate even the previous caller and what you had put online about being intentional. And I realized that that's helping me because I've got to be even more intentional with everything that God is calling me to do. So thank you so much for just a moment to share that. But like I said, this topic right here, even as I'm talking about it and thinking about it, I'm getting choked up because it's touched my heart. And so I bless God for you.
Thank you. I give God praise. I give him glory. Because when I heard it, it just made my baby leap. You know what I'm saying? You know, it just made you leap. And so there was a leaping in my spirit. I said, okay, God, we're going to go with it. But you got to give it to me quickly because I got 30 minutes to go live. Because as he said, do it. I did it. So that's what we're doing.
Amen.
Give God praise. So thank you again. We got another caller. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. You are live on Friday Inspire. You have a question or comment to add to the discussion?
Yes, ma'am. One of the questions that stuck out to me was, are you doing the little things to fulfill your goals in life? And to me, yes, it does. Well, yes, I am, because the past few weeks, God has really changed my mindset with things. Like, I would let things that other people say get to me, or things that may not go in my favor, I would say I'll never, you know, get through it. But I had realized that whatever God has for me, you know, is going to be in my favor. I just have to trust in him and have faith that those things will happen.
Yes, yes. Now, you said a mouthful right there. You said, I got to trust and believe that it will. Because what you're saying is, regardless of what I see, I trust you more than I trust me. You know what? God, I trust you. So I'm going to believe you for it because you told me I could do it. So, honey, I'm telling you, you have blessed me tonight. Because many times we have to go back and start digging up all the negative, dig that out, and go back and say, you know what, God, I trust you more than I trust me. So I thank you. That is powerful. That is so powerful, more than you know. Thank you so much for sharing. We bless God for you this evening.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I tell you, and it's the small things, that all those things together help you reach your goals and help you get to that fulfilling, that purpose and the plan in the earth that God has for you. We weren't put here to just be miserable and work somebody's job and clock in and work a job you hate. I'm going to tell you, when I was in the IT field, once I hit 35, it was like, I don't want to do this no more. And it was like, okay, God. And there was such a, and see, the Lord will allow an irritation. And I'm going to tell you I'm not telling you something I've read or somebody told me. This is what I experienced. This is what a leader experienced. I experienced an irritation because if I had not been irritated, I would have still been in that place making the good money, but I was miserable. And so the irritation came in that it was no longer fulfilling. It never fulfilled me any longer. I made the money, but mentally, emotionally, and physically, I was done. And when I say even physically to the point where I'd never had migraines before a day in my life, and all of a sudden, I started having migraines. Be fine before I get to work and have a migraine. Go home, I'm fine. Get to work, have a migraine. What's the common denominator? I'm at work doing something I hate. So when our layoff came, it was a blessing in disguise. And the migraines stopped, never had them again. And I was like, wow, God, really? Irritation sometimes that has to happen, though. Some type of interruption to disturb or interrupt your your regular scheduled program, if you will. So we got to allow God to interrupt that program. And I said, you know what, God, save me from myself. And when I say save me from myself, I no longer want Aaliyah's will for my life. I want your will, the purpose and the plan for my life. You put breath in this body to do something. And I started asking him, when I asked about my purpose, what did you put breath in this body to do and what did you put breath in this body to be? But ultimately, I don't want to live this life without you. So I no longer have my choice. My choice is your choice. My will is your will. And I want to become one with you because I want to live out the life you have for me. And I know there will be true happiness and joy if I live that life that you have for me. And I tell y'all, when you make that decision to say, God, you know what? My life is yours. Now show me what it is you want me to do. I promise you, there will be a fulfillment, there will be a joy, and there will be a peace. You will begin to live out what the scriptures say, that peace that surpasses understanding. Man, what? It's like, oh, my God. God, you're so awesome. You're so faithful. And so we just give God praise for being able to have that chance to do it again. God giving you a second chance to live life. I don't care how old you are. Hear me clearly. I had a guest on the show 1 year, and she told me she had been working at the post office for 30 years, and she retired. She said, I'm 50-something years old. She said, and I'm just beginning to live. She had written her first book. She was working on a second and third, and she was living her life. And she told me, I wait till I'm 50. I told her I'm 52 years old, and now I begin living my life. And so what I have to say to you is, regardless if you're listening live, you're listening by internet right now, or listening by phone, or if you're listening to the recording, God wants you to know, regardless of your age, there's still purpose in the earth for you. And one of the things I say all the time is, as long as there's a breath in my body, there is purpose to fulfill. Why? Because there's a purpose and a plan for me to fulfill in the earth. I have to do what my Father has called me to do. If I was not doing this show, I would not be fulfilling the purpose and the plan in the earth that he called for me. So it's not about, you know, who's seen you or who know you. It's about, does he know you and do you know him? Do you have a relationship with him? Because it starts with a relationship. In the hour that we're in, you can't go by grandmamas, mamas, and aunties and their prayers. You got to have a relationship with them for yourself and be able to move and dwell and have your being in him and him in you. Let him move, because I'm telling you, when it's time for you to live out this life of purpose, the time is now. There's no more to wait. Well, when I get this age, or when the kids grow up, or when this happens, no, the time is now. Just start doing small things to help reach those goals. It's time to live again. Like I asked a while ago, who told you to stop dreaming? Who told you your dreams were unattainable? The devil is a lie. Every dream that you have, every goal that you set, everything that you want is already on the inside of you. So my goal and my purpose is to be that perfect midwife that I am and tell you push, because it's already on the inside of you. Push, it's time to birth this baby. Push, it's time to birth these babies. Because some of y'all have multiple babies that you've been carrying around, you're pregnant with. We ain't having no premature babies because some of them are overdue. So it's time for us to birth these babies that God has placed on the inside of us. It's time for us to live, not this, live this life. I'm so excited when I tell you I'm cutting cartwheels in the spirit. I'm so excited to know that there's so many people on the line, whether you're, however you're connected. I tell you, I feel that there's so much that you are to do, and I'm excited about it. So I need you to get excited again. I need you to believe. I need you to understand that you serve a limitless God, so there are no limits on you. I need you to understand that it's time for you to move forward, regardless of what you've seen, regardless of what you currently see. I need you to believe God like no other. I need you to see that end result. I need you to be intentional about your words from this day forward. Be intentional about your words. From this day forward, be intentional about your thoughts. From this day forward, be intentional about what you do, because every little thing is going to create something big. I'm telling you, when I tell you, it's time for us to produce. Our Father has made, my spiritual dad said this one time. He said, our Father has made a great investment in you. Now it's time for him to see a great return. There's so much in you. So my thing as that purpose midwife is to tell you, push. It's time to birth these babies. Push. It's time to birth these babies. Push. It's time to birth these babies. You are priceless. There's not a price, a dollar sign that can be placed on you, because you're invaluable. There's so much in you. And the Lord said, it's time for you to bring it forth. It's time. So I'm going to play a piece for you called Dare to Dream, because it's time for you to dream again. So listen to Dare to Dream. This is coming from On Fire to Inspire, the book, but it's actually the audio book. So listen to the words of this piece, Dare to Dream.
Dare to Dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
The name of that piece, guys, is Dare to Dream. And I tell you, the music was done by Third Heaven Sound, and the voice you heard was that of my own. But the piece was called Dare to Dream. The Lord said, it's time for you to dream. As he was giving me that piece, I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, he would wake me up in the midnight hour, and that's how all those pieces of that book came together. But it's time for you to dream. I dare you to dream again. I dare you to start moving forth in the things he's called you to. Because guess what? Remember, I already told you, you're pregnant with purpose. So guess what? That's what you're about to hear now. Pregnant with purpose. Listen.
Pregnant with purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.
The name of that piece is Pregnant with Purpose. So it's time for you to get ready to push. It's time for dang, not get ready. It's time to push. Push this purpose on out. Push these babies out. And the final piece that I'm going to play, and we're going to see if we have any more questions or comments, and then we're going to wrap it on up. But the final piece is called Full Potential.
Potential is defined as the amount of ability that you have to achieve something. Do you know your full potential? Dig deep and ask yourself, what am I capable of? Next, ask, what is it that I want out of my life? Now, ask these questions. Have I set any goals? If not, why not? If so, how am I going to reach these goals? Ask the Lord to give you your true purpose. Once he gives it to you, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to sit on your talent? Are you going to live on shoulda, coulda, woulda? No, you are a child of the King. You must know this so that you can reach out and grab what is yours. It's yours for the asking. Live each day like it's your last. Dare to dream. You have so much potential in you that you could be the next Oprah Winfrey, the next Bill Cosby, the next Michelle Obama, the next Michael Phelps, and even bigger. Don't put yourself in a box. God has created greatness in you. Let it spill over. Let it overflow. What is it that truly makes you happy? What makes you smile? What lights up your countenance? Is it that potential that inside of you brings forth light? Let it out and trust God. No one said it's going to be easy. Guess what? Your journey will be a testimony for the next person to let him or her know that they can make it. It can be done. The next time you feel like you can't do something, dig deep, lift your head up high, and say, Father, with you, I can do all things. I know that I can reach my full potential.
The name of that piece was Full Potential. Now, again, all of these pieces came from On Fire to Inspire, the book, but it's available on audio CD as well. So those pieces came from On Fire to Inspire, the CD. And so even with writing the book, when the Lord told me to do this, guys, I was giving God excuses why I couldn't do it. But how do you tell someone who created and informed you what you can't do, right? So I think we have another caller. And we're going to open up the lines one more time. If you have a question or comment, 929-477-2178, press option 1. And I'm almost sure I had a person pressing option 1. I have a caller. You press option 1. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Can you hear me?
I want your comments or questions with us. Yes, I can.
I wanted to ask a question to inspire someone else that has came to me about not knowing their purpose, and I wanted to ask, how do you find your purpose?
Wow. How do you find your purpose? Well, me personally, when I was, you know, trying to figure out what my purpose was, I first went to the person who created me, my Father God, and I said, God, what is it that you created me to do? What did you put, you know, breath in this body to do and be? And then I started being to hear him talk back to me, and I started looking over my life and seeing the things that brought me joy. And the things that brought me joy was speaking life to people, helping people, you know, lifting people up. And so for me, it was going to my Father, asking, and then being still enough. See, all the time we're always praying, but we don't be still enough to hear him talk back to us. So talk to him and then be still enough to hear him talk back. And then maybe start journaling and things of that nature. And start asking yourself some of the questions. I don't know if you heard the whole show, but I asked a lot of questions in the beginning, and the recording will be available shortly. You can listen. But a lot of those questions are, you know, what makes you happy? If there's something that you could do for free and make an honest living out of it, and then you'll feel like you never worked a day in your life, and that is a part of your purpose and your plan. The thing that you were birthed to do, it completely brings you joy, and it generally brings you your money too. So what is it that you love, love, love to do? It brings you joy, and you can do this in and out of season, in every day, each and every day. So the first thing is go to the person who created you and ask God, and ask him. Then wait for his answer. And then start looking inward and just start journaling, and you'll see it coming back. You'll start seeing it. You'll be like, wow, I've been doing this all along, because most of the time you already been doing it. And guess what else? Other people see it in you before you see it in yourself. And I remember one young lady told me one time, she said, Aaliyah, you never realize everybody always be still, and they start listening. When you start talking, everybody gets still, and they start listening because you're always encouraging, you're always positive, and your faith is like no other. They're like, that's who you are, a motivator. That's who you are by just being you. You don't try to be that. That's who you are. And it's funny how others see what you don't even see in yourself. So that's a question you can even ask the people who know you well. What do you see in me? Now, if they're not positive, don't ask them anything because they don't know anything. But the positive that see you, you know, ask them, what do you see in me? Who do you see me as? And just listen. And then And then you still take that back to the Father and see if that's what he says. Okay, Father, this is what they're saying. Is this what you're saying to me? You know, so I would say that is what I did personally. And so that would be a start.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Does that help? Did that help you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. Thank you again. Welcome on Fire to Inspire. You're live. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Listen, I just got so excited, and I just wanted to just chime in real quick. I was so floored because I began to think back, because we got to be flexible. I'm learning to be flexible and not negate the small step, you know. Mm-hmm. Got to begin to show me to always be doing something, you know, regarding the purpose and stuff. And I had been just doing some writing and not really even thinking anything about it. And this year he did something different. He, you know, and we got to sometimes allow him to tell us how to work the purpose. You know what I'm saying? Because many times we just go at it. You know what I'm saying? Because we're excited. Mm-hmm. You know, and you should be. Because I know I get real excited. But he has slowed me down so, and he took me back to these writings, and I had no clue. And he said, look at the date. Some of those dates were like 2011, 2015, and I had no clue how God was going to use it, but this year he decided to use it. And I was just so excited, you know. And the way he came about my purpose was totally different. Totally different. Yes. He brought me at another angle of my purpose. And see, a lot of times we don't know the totality, you know, and because he wants to position us sometimes to where, like you said, we can be more fruitful. We can be more productive. And that, like you said, will add more value. So I saw him do that this year, and I was just so excited about that because, you know, it didn't go to waste. I had no clue what those writings were for until he showed me, you know, this year. So I just wanted to share that, you know, being flexible and being, you know, asking God how. That's something I had to do, and it brought me so much joy, and it kept me going and going. Yeah. To where I wanted more of it, you know what I mean?
Right. Now I'm gonna make you laugh because you made me think about some of the things the Lord was saying to me, and He said, "Go back to the beginning and watch my hand." And He started bringing me back to some writings and some pieces and things that I had been doing a while back, and I'm like, "Whoa, God!" And so now He said, "Now is the time." You know, we've been. Just sitting on so much, and then he reminded me of him showing me people sitting on their hands. He said, it's to move forth. So you just reminded me when you said you saw some things from your writings in 2011. Well, that was 7 years ago. Seven is the completion. So now it's time for your new beginning, and it's time to rise up, okay?
Yeah.
And move.
Praise God.
Take up your bed and walk, sister. Take up your bed and walk and do what he's called to do. Amen.
Praise
God. Know, and, you know, my cousin sent me this scripture this morning, and it just really blessed me, and I want to share this with you and the others that are listening. And it's coming out of Psalms 32:8. The New Living Translation says this, and it's so, like, in tune to where we are right this very moment. And it says, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Now, my cousin sent me this text this morning. Hallelujah. And it's so, like, so fitting for where we are this very moment, because we're talking about asking about our purpose and finding out what it is. And so I said, well, we got to go back to our Creator who created us. Then He can tell us all things, right? But
then we
go to what I was given this morning. She texted me that this morning at 7:11. she texted that at 7:11, and it blessed me so, and it just hit my spirit that she sent it. And so I want to share that with those who are listening. That is Psalms 32:8, New Living Translation, and it says, "The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." And like you said, now it's time to go consult Him and be still and listen and ask Him for direction as He guides you so that you can go, and you can take that right and you can take the left, go around that curve, but He'll tell you how to go, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Glory
thank you.
God, yes. Yes, God, yes, God. Thank you so much. Anything else? I tell you, this topic is just like, I'm telling you, I'm just jumping and leaping all inwardly. And so you have anything else to add? Because I'm telling you, this is open forum tonight. This is what the Lord showed me what happened. And so I'm so excited when I'm obedient and I see Him just be God. You know? I'm so giddy. I don't know what to do. Amen. Is that all you had tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, because I don't want to keep. I can go on and on, but that's enough for today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. All right. Here we go. I got another caller. All right. You're live with us.
Hello. Good evening, Aaliyah.
Good evening.
Again. I was just thinking, and as I was listening to the previous call of the lady who just got off, one of the things I thought about was one word came to me was confidence. But then I began to hear don't discount anything. And so what I was looking at, because she said that the Lord told her to go back to these writings, and sometimes we'll discount things. We'll look at it and say, oh, I love doing this, but nah, you know, that's not it. We'll discount it ourselves. Not to mention other people might seem to discount it. But then she went back to something that had happened years before, and God said, that's what I want to use. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And so what that lets me know is that, because sometimes we're too quick, and let me just talk about me, you know, too quick to kind of discount things because we feel like, nah, they're not going to really appreciate that. No, that's not really it. And even I think about, you know, those people who have dreams, like inventors, those people who have those creative ideas about different things. And yes, there may be certain things that you may think about that are already out, but God can give you the idea to enhance something that's already in existence that no one's ever thought of before. And we've heard that before. You know what I'm saying? So don't discount. Mm-hmm. What God, don't discount the gift. Don't discount what He gave you, because it could help somebody. You know, it may not be who you thought or how you thought or the platform that you thought, but from what I heard the lady who just came on, you know, He's created a platform for her. And somebody is going to be able to glean from that and be able to be blessed by those writings that God gave her many, many years ago. And then also, like I started off, just the confidence, just know. And I heard another young lady say trust. And I think trust, confidence, all of that goes together. Just trusting God and knowing that, you know what, I put it in. And that's what God is saying. He's like, look, I gave it to you. No, I put it in you, you know. So trust and be confident in it. Because I would say for myself, I think that's one of the things that I've had to kind of, you know, fight with, is that confidence, that assurance to be like, okay, yeah, what I have is really valuable. That's another thing. Know that it's valuable. You know that it's valuable. What I have is valuable, and it can be a blessing to somebody. And so just knowing that, so then when He says, you know, speak, you speak. When He says write, you write. When He says draw, you draw. When he, whatever he says, you're doing it because you have that, because you trust him and you have that confidence that, hey, if you told me to do it, this is what you're saying my purpose is, then I know, as the young lady said, I trust that you're going to work it out. It's, as a matter of fact,
yes,
it's already worked out. It's already worked out.
It's already worked out. We're just waiting for it to manifest in the earth. Hey, man.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Y'all are
this has been awesome tonight. I mean, tremendous.
thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I give him the glory because, like I said, I was like, okay, Lord, you said you're going to give me a topic. What is it? So, you know, I trust God so much that I trust him more than I trust me. And I just want everybody to get there to where you just trust him so much with that you don't even trust yourself like that. And you just say, okay,
amen.
God. You know? So thank you again.
Thank you.
So
bye-bye.
There's, you know, bye-bye. You know, it makes me think about my pastor, Apostle Zoe Leggett, says this, a Kingdom Works International Ministry, Saturday Night Live, 7 p.m., guys, y'all got it coming out, 1303 Parker Road, 3G. But shameless plug, guys. But she said this. She said, if our Father created us in his image, he can't make anything less than himself. So, y'all, how is it that you don't see greatness on the inside of you, but you made from, you got your Father's DNA? I'm like, whoa. Think about that. You were made in the image and the likeness of your Father God. But you see yourself as something less than that, the devil is a liar. You are greatness. You are as he is. And in fact, he told you, greater work shall you do. So I need you to see it. I need you to believe it. And I need you to walk in it. Ooh, guys, I tell y'all, y'all put another fire on top of fire tonight, I tell you. But I want y'all to remember, it's time to believe again. It's time to dream again. It's time to understand that you're worthy. Because life has happened, yes, it has. But it's time to understand you're worthy of everything he's placed on the inside of you. It's time to let it manifest. It's time to let him do that work in you. It's time to birth those babies. So as that purpose midwife, there again, I'm going to tell you, it's time to push. I am Aaliyah Buck, Miss On Friday Inspire. Guys, I love you. This has been a great forum tonight. We got to do it again sometime. So we will be back next week on Friday Inspire with our guest, Miss Stephanie. Oh, goodness, I drew a blank. Y'all, give me 2 seconds. Miss Stephanie, Jesus help me, Fowler. Yes, Miss Stephanie Fowler. And the topic next week is walking in your divine purpose. And so we're going to have another great show next week, walking in your divine purpose. I'm actually going to be the working the red carpet as a media person for her event on next Saturday evening. So when I tell you, you just let God do a work and your gifts will make room for you. I will be the mistress of ceremony at the Justin Crowns event. Don't forget about it, next Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and noon in Georgia, and then I will be leaving there and then working the red carpet as a media person in Decatur, and I'll be posting the stuff. Y'all keep your eyes out for the flyers. Stephanie is the founder and the visionary for the Walking in Your Divine Purpose, and it's actually celebrating entrepreneurs and people walking in their purpose. So I'll be doing the red carpet as well as hosting that event. It is going to be semi-formal to formal, if any of you are interested, and a lot of the proceeds will be benefiting the Children's Hospital. So, guys, I'm telling you, God is doing it. He's doing a great thing. He's doing a great work, and it's time for us to trust him like never before. It's time for us to be still and just get in his face, get in his presence, stay in your word, and say, okay, God, it's me and you, and I'm ready. It's time to move. And I'm going to leave you with this. He said it's time to awaken and rise and move. That's what we're doing in this hour. You guys are great. There's greatness on the inside of you, and don't let anybody tell you anything different. I love you, and I'll talk to you next week. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Friday Inspire. Talk to you then.